You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired. Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. Save time and money and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place in real time. From your desktop or phone. Start today, right now. NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide, 7 key strategies to grow your profits at netsuite.com/wired. Get your free guide at netsuite.com/wired.
The most interesting thing in tech is the news that Apple has not been encrypting iCloud backups. To understand this, we have to go back a couple of years to the fight between Apple and the FBI over the San Bernardino shooting. As many of you probably remember, there was a nasty confrontation where Apple said, look, this guy committed a terrorist act, horrible person, but we're not going to build software that will allow the FBI to get into his phone because then you'd be creating a backdoor that would allow criminals and other bad guys to get into other people's phones. They also said that user privacy is absolutely paramount. At this point, Apple began a project to encrypt all the iCloud backups, right? So if you have your phone, there's data on it, it's encrypted, and data is uploaded up to the cloud where I thought it was encrypted, I thought it would be impossible for Apple to access it. But what we've learned today is it's not actually encrypted. Why not? Well, Apple abandoned the project. And you can imagine why they abandoned it. There are probably thousands of cases where this data has been helpful to law enforcement. And there's a whole lot of liability, a whole lot of time Apple would have to spend, a lot of problems for Apple if they had actually encrypted it. So I can see why they didn't do it. On the other hand, it's a big surprise because I thought they had, and most people thought they had. And in fact, for a company with the public positions that Apple has about the importance of privacy, about the importance of encryption, it is rather odd that they don't encrypt the backups. So again, it's a position I understand. It is probably a position that if I were the CEO of Apple, I would take. But it is also a surprising position given all of Apple's public statements over the last couple of years. Now, it's also possible that another reason they did it is because a lot of users would lose their data and there'd be a big hassle for people who use iPhones if it was always encrypted and Apple couldn't access it. Still, that was a surprising announcement today and the most interesting thing in tech. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.